And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Thursday, everybody.
Oh, boy, week tomorrow, huh?
Week tomorrow is this. That's right.
Week for tonight, Christmas Eve.
Sailing clothes and all.
For a big Christmas party in the studio, too.
Hope you can all come. I think quickly, though, we should transfer our facilities immediately to the West Coast and to San Francisco, where in that small fishing village of Sausalito, Wally Ballou is standing by to talk to a fisherman who's just returned. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Ito, to talk to a fisherman who has just returned and see how the fishing smacks are making out this winter season. Captain, I wonder if we can step aboard your craft and just have a word or two with you, sir.
Well, I didn't have what you'd call a truly successful trip to sea for fish at all.
You're after what kind of fish? Tuna?
Well, I like tuna principally, yes, and blues and reds and any other type of fish I can get.
Uh-huh.
And I like to trawl mostly and use huge nets.
The big seines, I think they call them, is that right?
That's what we call the big nets, Mr. Ballou. But
well, it's rather an unfortunate report you have today. Bob and Ray sent me out here thinking there was a story and sorry, but that's all there is.
Well, of all the boats that have come in, you probably picked the wrong one. I'll tell you, though, so long as you're here, Mr. Ballou, and maybe this will serve of some interest to you and possibly your listeners.
Uh-huh.
I have some interesting conical-type things that I pulled up in my seines in this trip.
Oh, that's
take a look at them over here. They look like they're made of some heavy ceramic material.
Yeah, they're pretty good size.
Yes, and I was looking at one as I was drifting in under the gate bridge there, and there was a camera in this one. Look, isn't that a fit?
Hey, that's a beauty.
Look at that with a lens, a beautiful lens on it.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, probably somebody fell off somebody's boat, you know?
Yeah, it might have been some kind of a decorated thing.
I have this other one here. I picked up about 10.
That's so.
And they're pretty big and heavy.
What are you planning to do with them? Can you figure any use for
them? Well, a camera I can use, or sell, or a hawk, or something with these conical cones, I guess I'd call them.
Yeah, I think cone would be the best description of the shape.
I don't know. They'd be nice, I suppose. Somebody put in a yard, put a sundial on it, maybe.
You put two on each side of your front walk,
maybe. How many sundials would you want? Now, don't be silly.
Huh?
Put one on each side of the walk.
No, not sundials. I mean, they could just be kind of like gates.
Oh, well, of course you could do that. But I was thinking of one for a sundial, and you ruined my whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yes.
So I don't know what else to do. Here's one here. This had the camera on it and the tape machine, recording device.
Uh-huh. Have you played that tape recorder yet? Can we hear it?
Well, there isn't much to it. Here, I'll just play it for you.
That industry.
Not much at all.
Well, it's a little disappointing to me, but I hope that...
Hey, could you, if you could lift one of these, you could have it.
It looks too heavy for me to...
Where do you live? I'll send one to you if you could use it.
Well, if you'd send it back to my office in New York, I probably could find it. It'd be kind of nice in the corner.
All right. Okay, I'll send that. So what network are you with?
Someplace CBS.
Now.
CBS.
Huh?
CBS.
Oh, all right. Good.
Something up from the depths here in San Francisco as we've been chatting with the men who go down to the sea in ships. And now this is radio's highly regarded Wally Ballou returning it to New York.
Thank you, Wally.
A lot of good stories.
Hey, you know, I think he stumbled onto something very important there.
Of course he did.
Because I know they've been looking for cones quite regularly recently, according to the newspapers.
Well, that fellow may have come up with something more valuable than fish.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Fechtenberger is just around the corner, but first we would like to remind you of a traditional Yuletide song session on CBS Radio.
That's right, Christmas Eve, the fifth annual Christmas Sing with Bing.
That's Bing who?
That's hard to tell, but that's the traditional Christmas Sing with Bing, Christmas Eve on CBS Radio. So sing along with Bing in the privacy of your own home.
chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them, brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, we learned that Billy Headstrong, Jack Headstrong's cousin, gone through the Interstellar Space Academy course in record time and achieved the highest marks ever recorded by a student. He was immediately told by Lawrence that instead of waiting for Jack to sign his report card, he could sign Jack's name, thereby getting the report card back to the dean more quickly. It's 2 days later now in the dean's office as we hear Lawrence and Mug.
Dean, I unfortunately have heard or seen, too, on the bulletin board, the notification that Billy Headstrong has been discharged from school.
Well, we had to, Headstrong. We discovered that he had signed his own report card, and regardless of the fact that he had achieved the highest marks in the history of the Interstellar Space Academy, we were forced to do it.
Commandant, sir, Mellish and I wish to report a violation of one of the school oaths.
What?
Section 16, Part 1, whereby we have instructed a classmate to purposely sign his own report card.
You mean, Spechtenberger, that you, a star pupil here at the academy, told Headstrong to sign his own report card?
Yes, sir. With a bit of, I think, jealousy.
We're sorry for it, Dean. It was just an idea.
Sir, I hope you'll be able to see the larger scene. Ever since our episode, you recall, on the trip to the North Star and all, I haven't been the Lawrence Spechtenberger I was.
Well, when you came back with that tummy rot story about little people on Polaris, I certainly...
Sir, I don't want to disagree with you again, sir, but that was not Tommy Rogers.
Oh, now, Spechtenberger, let's not go through all that again.
Yes, sir. Please, sir, you can discharge us, but Headstrong belongs here at school.
Well, I don't know just what to do. I'll have to reinstate Headstrong, of course, but your case will have to come before the advisory board. Can you? Just a moment.
The phone is ringing, sir.
Yes, I hear it. Just a moment.
Here you are, sir.
Yes, this is the dean. What? You mean...
Something exciting, now, as you can tell.
Yeah. Well, I...
The Commandant is drained. He's pale as a ghost.
All right, I'll do what I can. Yes, Mr. President. Yes, goodbye. Shocking. Spechtenberger, I believe you've been vindicated, at least in part.
What is that, sir?
Our laboratory has just discovered that there are little people on Polaris.
And we're to go there again, sir?
We'll need every available man we can lay hands on, Spechtenberger. Well, what do the dean mean by that? Every available man. Spechtenberger now seems well established to stay in the Interstellar Space Academy. Do you want to join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence say...
Yes, that's right, Headstrong. At count 10, we tick off.
In the next episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
That's by Yardley. Almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and lots of gifts to choose.
Is it too late for you? Give her
a gift set by Yardley. For her, there's a beautiful array of all new Yardley gifts from $1.50 to $13.50. For instance, there's the Yardley soap chest with 2 cakes each of delicate English lavender, romantic crushed carnation, and glamorous red roses. It's priced $3.50. Or there's a red roses cologne and dusting powder set, only $4. All prices plus tax. Yardley at all fine stores.
Give her
a gift set.
Says Mount Washington, we could be in instant contact with Clifford Fleming, Robin Ray's weather forecaster who's stationed there. So, if you would please come in, Clifford Fleming.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Just fine, Dave. We've been waiting for your call.
Good. Well, as you know, we're fast approaching Christmas season. Like we're in it, really. We're wondering if you could tell us just what kind of weather we're going to have. Will it be a white Christmas?
Dave, we are looking forward to...
You don't have to do that beat because this is a line. This isn't a phone line. This is our own line.
Fine, Dave.
So you don't have to beat. Go right ahead.
We are looking forward, Dave, to a white Christmas already.
No, it's the same sort of a line. I don't think you understand, Cliff, it is you'd have, say, at a football game. The announcer doesn't have to go beep every 20 seconds. In other words, he knows that he's on the air, you know?
Beep.
Right, okay, go ahead.
As I say, snow is already...
Beep.
What?
I just said beep. Because
are you making fun of me, Dave?
I wouldn't do that.
Because you know my trouble.
I know, Cliff. I know. You're soft as a grape. But go ahead.
Already snow has fallen here several times atop Mount Washington.
Well, you've been known to have snow that beat in July, haven't you?
Yes. It stays quite a while, Dave. Sometimes.
Oh, don't get bad. Don't get petulant. I'm
Dave,
not trying
I've been
to
meaning
you.
To ask you, isn't it time, Pete, that I and my staff had a little rest off this mountain?
What? Had a little rest off the mountain? Go ahead. You can sleep on the mountain if you want.
No, what I mean is, Dave, we've been up here for 7 months solid, and we sit around looking
very
at each other.
Satisfactory communication,
and,
very.
We get rather upset.
Now, shape up or ship out. I mean that, Fleming. I'm sick and tired of it. Beep. Now then, what's the forecast?
Forecast is for seasonable weather and variable.
That's a dodge if I ever heard it. Of course it'll be seasonable weather. Any weather that you're having at that time of the year is seasonable.
So we've hit it right on the head again, I guess, Dave.
Okay then, Cliff. Again, I'd like to tell you that I've been very unhappy with this communication. And I think it all is developed because of your beep problem.
Beep. Well, just get us down off here, Dave, so we can have a few weeks in the big city and...
What you're suffering from, of course, is mountain fever, and that makes you beep.
That's right, Dave.
During your senses.
That's right.
And as I have calmed down, I want to apologize if in any way I've offended your sensibilities.
Well, you certainly have, Dave, and it's been a pleasure.
Okay, Cliff, again, my heartiest congratulations, and we'll see if we can get you down off the mountains right after the holidays.
Warm felicitations to you and your staff, Dave.
Good. 30.
What?
Well, 28.
And there was this year's report from Cliff Fleming. He may not be on the payroll next year.
Well, let's see. What else can we do now? We have a few seconds.
The regulars aren't back here again today. That's the second day in a row, they've missed.
Mary Magoon was right. They obviously misinterpreted our little studio joke about quizzing them as to Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And rather than involve themselves with the with the outlay of money, they'll just not show up.
How can we get them back, though? We need them. They're part of... The show, the only person here in the audience tonight is a stranger to us.
I've never seen you guys before in my life.
Rather peculiar to be
most rather
performing
peculiar.
For one member of the audience.
I don't know as I'll be back either, but what would you like for Christmas?
You mean you'd like to give us a little...
Well, I'd like to know what you'd like, anyway.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's a shame for two fellas to...
I'll tell you what we'd like.
...to have an empty sock.
Well, we'll be back to tell you what we want in just 10 seconds.
Well, so long as you really want to know, sir... I want a Swiss Army knife with 500 blades.
And I like the new holster set.
Good. Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
You won't get it from me.
Next to Face the Nation, India's Nehru on the CBS Radio Network.
KNX.